Most people come here and they say, I don't even know that I'm in the city.
That's because Jay Blackhurst and his neighbors have turned a 100-foot-long dirt alley into a shared chicken run. They call it the Collective Coop, and it's populated with poultry.
In the 50s, I guess, when they built this neighborhood, they had never really opened the alley up to cars or anything. And so when I moved here 5 years ago, it was just weeds.
Blackhurst decided to clean up this Boise alley, fence it off, and put in a few chickens. He didn't expect to start a movement.
And as soon as I put my chickens back here, then Lisa and Keith wanted to put their chickens back here. And then Molly said, can I put chickens back here? And I said, let's put them all back here. So then I had my coop. I got rid of that, and we made this one collective coop.
So this is a community shared coop?
Yeah, community shared coop.
It's amazing how the chickens have transformed the back alleyway so everyone can enjoy it.
That's neighbor and fellow chicken owner Lisa Latimer.
We got to know Jay and his family. We know Molly and her family. We know quite a few other neighbors that we've met, and all the children come back here and play. There's hardly an evening that goes by that all of us aren't out here visiting or enjoying each other's company.
So community sort of brought together by chickens?
Yeah, pretty much.
So how do people keep their eggs separate?
Oh. Whoever needs eggs gets eggs for the day.
Yeah. So there's no egg accounting or anything?
No, nobody's.
We all think it's wonderful that Jay has little two-year-old. She has a basket. She gets the eggs, and then she distributes them around the neighborhood. And it's just cute watching the kids out there. This house on the end just sold, so we have to get them involved here pretty soon. But
Do they have documents they have to sign or anything? Chicken-friendly.
Chicken-friendly documents, yeah. For sure.
Oh, the hen said, "Muck, muck, you are out of luck if you want to scramble eggs upon your plate."
Now, the community nature of this alleyway chicken scene isn't typical, but it does illustrate an exploding national interest in raising urban poultry.
It's actually been about 2.5 to 3 years where the trend really started to pick up.
California-based Rob Ludlow is owner of BackyardChickens.com and co-author of the book Raising Chickens for Dummies.
What I've seen is that people see that chickens really are a multi-purpose pet. They're relatively easy to care for. They eat bugs and weeds in your yard. They generate fantastic fertilizer. They're fun to watch and interact with.
And of course, they lay eggs. But Ludlow says there's another more fundamental reason for the popularity of urban chickens.
And I think this is the biggest, especially over the last 2 years. Many urban suburbanites really want to join in the movement towards self-sufficiency, growing local, being green, etc. The problem is that most people don't have the ability or the space to raise cows, pigs, have a huge garden. Having a handful of egg-laying hens in a relatively small yard allows these people to participate in these movements without having to change their zip code or move to another city.
A large number of urban areas have written ordinances that allow for chickens.
Berkeley, Seattle, Portland, those are some cities that are chicken-friendly. San Jose, San Francisco, chicken-friendly. On the East Coast, New York is chicken-friendly.
There are cities that worry about the possible noise, odor, and sheer Beverly Hillbilly-esque nature of urban chickens. Salem, Oregon currently prohibits chickens. Spokane restricts the building of coops. But Boise allows 3 hens per small urban lot, and on larger lots, more.
Chickens! Come on! Come on!
Polls say the number one reason Americans keep chickens is for eggs. Meat is a distant third.
That's cheeky, and that's parrot.
But a close second, and this might come as a surprise to some, is companionship. The birds themselves and their interesting, sometimes complex behavior is what first attracted Boise's Susan Medlin to a friend's chickens.
The more I observed them, the more fascinating I found them to be. And they were clearly not the bird brains that they're made out to be. That's quite a misnomer, actually.
Medlin became a backyard chicken expert, raising her own brood and eventually teaching classes on the subject.
The long and short of it is that chickens were really my doorway to avian life. And I'm amazed. And I can understand now why people are such dedicated birders. And they're just incredible. And so chickens, I have chickens to thank for that. And they are incredible members of the whole bird family.
Urban chicken owners in a recent survey said they felt that chickens were easier to raise than dogs and nearly as easy as cats.
I think if the chickens had their way, the chickens would be house chickens, they would be lap chickens, they would be under-the-covers chickens.
This rather cozy relationship with a farm animal is a far cry from the factory-like realities of large poultry plants. The backyard chicken movement is, at least in part, a reaction to the harsh, some say inhumane, treatment of poultry, as revealed in recent books and the scene from the documentary Food, Inc.
It is nasty in here. There's dust flying everywhere. There's feces everywhere. This isn't farming. This is just mass production, like an assembly line in a factory.
I think if you educate yourself to the whole industrial farming at all by either reading a book or watching a documentary, you kind of get scared.
That's Deanna Halibachek. She and her family raise chickens in downtown Boise's North End.
It's really a horrible way for these animals to be treated. And I think by having our own chickens and a son, it helps him be educated as to making better choices during his life.
Halibachek's husband, Robert Cochet, knows just how far an urban chicken farmer will go to save a bird that a commercial poultry plant would throw in the bin.
We were brooding a little hatchling that had what's called splayed leg syndrome, where the legs are kind of rubbery and kind of splay out to the sides. If that's not fixed, the bird will die within a week or two because he can't get to food or water. So what we did was we took duct tape, and in kind of a MacGyver fashion, we built a little leg brace for this chicken. And every day we would do physical therapy with this little bird. We would pat him on the bottom to make him run. He would run a few feet and then tumble, and then he'd run a few feet and tumble. And after about 2 weeks, we took the braces off, and the bird could walk on his own. The bird grew up to be one of the strongest we've ever seen.
Physical therapy for chickens is not likely to be adopted by commercial agriculture. Yet this small act illustrates the ethical gap that's grown between industrial food producers and many customers. Raising backyard chickens may not change the poultry industry, but it will bring urbanites closer to their food.
Chicken in the front, chicken in the back, chicken went away at a heart attack, I know.
And make for better omelets.
Chicken with a breakfast, chicken with a dinner.
For Edible Idaho and Boise State Public Radio, I'm Guy Hand.
Edible Idaho is sponsored by the Boise Consumer Co-op.